I'm Tommy Reese with 94.9, the Country Giant. Fred Moran, the Chaffetz County Democratic Party chairman here in Roswell, told KBIM Radio News on Monday that as a citizen of Roswell and not as the Democratic Party chair, he has decided he will endorse incumbent Dale Journey for mayor of Roswell and encourage his friends to do the same.
Let me tell you this. I'm endorsing Dale Journey as in a nonpartisan race that has got nothing to do with my being a Democrat. And I'm endorsing him because I think that he's made the best effort during his tenure, and I see some of his accomplishments.
When Moran was asked about Journey's opponent, Dennis Kintai,
I think that characterizing any particular group of people, any ethnic group of people, where the drugs are, is, I think, Mr. Kintai's mistaken. In my opinion, Mr. Kintai is a hammer, and everything to him looks like a nail.
When Kintai was asked about Moran's statement,
I don't know where Mr. Moran has been, but when I was the interim chief of police, I made it a point to reach out to all parts of this community. I initiated contacts with the Hispanic community, with the elderly, with all parts.
Journey, meanwhile, responded to Moran's endorsement.
Well, I appreciate that. Being the mayor of the city of Roswell in an election, a municipal election, it's a nonpartisan election. It should be, and that's what I've always been. Whether you're Democrat or Republican makes no difference to me.
Both candidates will square off next at a debate at the Salvation Army here in Roswell on Thursday, beginning at 6 p.m. with a free spaghetti dinner. The first and second grade students at Monterey Elementary were treated today to $2 apiece, thanks to Target and Operation Outreach. Monica Roper with Target addressed the kids.
I just want to make sure that you guys are so special and know how special you guys are here at Monterey Elementary School, and that the Operation Outlook has decided to give you guys books.
After the presentation, librarian Babs Morrison expressed,
I watch the kids come and get books, and they don't own books much, but now they do, thanks to Target.
For more on these stories, visit Facebook or go online to kbimradio.com.